We all know that families look after one another, wives and husbands, sons and daughters. But if you're a carer, you could be looking after a family member and it could be taking up a significant proportion of your time, either offering them care and help with the basic activities of life, whether that's dressing, washing, eating, or you're doing things for people that they are no longer able to do for themselves to enable them to stay as independent as possible. So you might be helping with the shopping, you might be doing the laundry, you might be taking them to and from appointments. And it can significantly erode your ability to have a life of your own. One of the first things that we can do is to help people to understand that they don't have to cope with sometimes intolerable pressure and loneliness on their own, that we can help by listening, and sometimes that of itself can make a huge difference. We can offer people information. They may not realise that there is help and support out there for them. Sometimes it can be as simple as equipment that can help them with day-to-day tasks that just help to make things that bit easier. It doesn't mean that you have to have people intruding on your day-to-day life. We can help in all sorts of ways.
So you can make a big difference to people's lives. Is there anyone that kind of springs to mind whose life you have changed or you have helped that way?
Oh, I can think of quite a few people. One lady in particular who has recently been very involved in helping us to launch our fundraising appeal for carers, which I'd like to tell you a little bit about before I go, is a lady who's been caring for her son, who has both a learning disability, and through getting involved with young people who weren't really helpful and supportive to him, found himself with a drug and alcohol problem. We were able to enable this family to identify the fact that they needed help, that they shouldn't feel ashamed of their son's situation, because there are many families coping with similar situations, and that by involving them in a support group, by helping them gain access to training, they've been able to change their relationship with their son and move him on beyond his addiction. And I think that's a pretty phenomenal outcome.
Tell me about this fundraising.
We all know that we're in a really difficult financial climate and that our statutory services are shrinking and that money is hard to come by to run services like this. So we are trying to do something about it, and we're trying to get the kind-hearted people of Shropshire involved in supporting us through donations, through fundraising with us, and the business people of Shropshire to support us in kind or through sponsorship or whatever, so that we can raise money to sustain this and develop additional services for carers.
What was it that you'd like business people to do?
Well, I can think of a number of things that business people can do. They could help by sponsoring or hosting an event. They can help us by perhaps doing a team challenge, getting their staff involved in a team challenge. They could host a Coffee for Carers morning for us and ask their staff to contribute a pound towards a coffee and a piece of cake. They could ask us to come and talk to their staff, because among those people, some will be carers, and so they may well need to know about us as a service, as well as wanting to support us through donating, giving, or getting involved.